Sukho Buddha Namo Bhado Sukha Sattama Desana Sukha Sanghasa Samekhi Samekhana Dabo Sukho Sukho Buddha Namo Bhado Appearance of the Buddhas in this world is main cause for enjoyment of human happiness, Deva happiness, Brahma happiness, and finally Nibbana happiness. What is the reason? Sukha Sattama Desana. Every Buddha teach Sattama. Main teaching of the Buddhas is Four Noble Truths only. For realization of Four Noble Truths, Buddhas teach. According to the listener's disposition and inner inclination and disposition of faculties. Some listener's parami is very high. Very high means in Sushima Sutta there are some arahats. After ordination as a bhikkhu, they decide to practice vipassana without practicing any jhana because they want to become arahat very quickly before death is coming. This is their intention. But their parami is very high. Why? When they practice four elements meditation directly for the attainment of arahatship, when they attain up to excess concentration stage, the light of wisdom is very, very bright. With the assistance of that light of wisdom, if they continue to practice vipassana systematically, their vipassana insight also produces a strong, powerful light. Because of this reason, they can practice vipassana systematically up to the attainment of arahat stage. When they can practice in this way, when they begin arahat, their arahat path is concomitant with four types of analytical knowledge or four discriminative knowledge. Patisambhida jnana. For those who will achieve Patisambhida jnana, they must have fulfilled paramis in previous Buddha's dispensation. Number one, Pariyati. They had already learned Buddha's teachings in previous Buddha's dispensation. Number two, Pribhosa. In the Pali text, there are naughty points. If they do not understand, they approach to the teacher and ask many questions for clearer understanding of these naughty points. Especially, they study commentaries. Number three is Savana. While listening to Buddha's Dhamma talk, they respectfully listen to the Dhamma talk and they try to memorize this Dhamma. Number four is Pubha Yoga. What is Pubha Yoga? Pubha Yoga Nama Pubha Buddhana Sasane Gada Picha Gada Bhavena Yava Anuloma Gudrabhu Sami Bandhava Vipassana Nu Yoga. What is the meaning? In previous Buddha's dispensations, they ordained as a bhikkhu or as a bhikkhuni or as a siyale. Okay? After ordination, when they are going for alms round to the village, on the way they practice samatha or vipassana meditation respectfully. When they go back from the village to their monastery, they also practice samatha or vipassana meditation through all the way. Such type of practice is called gadda picha gadda buddha. The duty of carrying meditation subject while going to the village or when coming back to the monastery. In this way, they practice samatha and vipassana up to what stage? Yava anuloma gudrabu samiban. Yava anuloma gudrabu samiban means very close to the anuloma jnana, close to the mega jnana. The top of Sankharupaka jnana. Sankharupaka jnana is equanimity, formations knowledge, or the knowledge of equanimity towards formations. Up to that stage, they had already practiced vipassana, samatha, and vipassana. Because of this reason, their parami is becoming very powerful. When this parami is support, at that time, they want to become arahat very quickly. So they directly practice four elements meditation. Systematically, they also become arahat. But some meditators, not like that. In Gaudara Nikaya, there is one sutta called Jhana Sutta. In that Jhana Sutta, Buddha says, Matamam Baham Bhikkhu Jhana Nisaya Aswana Khyam Vadami. Dudiyam baham bhikkhu jhana nisaya aswanam khyam vadami, etc. In this way, Buddha teaches, depending on phajjana, if they practice samatha vipassana systematically, they can also begin arahat. Depending on second jhana or third jhana, etc. If they practice samatha vipassana systematically, they can also begin arahat. But there is one exception for anagami. Anagami bhikkhus, they practice vipassana diligently, but their insight knowledge is not yet mature for the attainment of arhatship. For long time, they practice vipassana. They always see mentality, materiality, and ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes as nature, or dukkha, or anatta, always. Because of this reason, they became bored. Nibbinda. Because of this reason, sometimes they don't want to see this ultimate materiality and mentality's dissolution. So they enter into cessation attainment, Nirodha Samapatti. While they are entering into cessation attainment, Nirodha Samapatti, they fix time for about 1 hour, 2 hours, or 1 day, 2 days, or up to 7 days, etc. When they emerge from cessation attainment, their mind becomes very powerful, very peaceful. At the time they continue to practice vipassana, then they quickly begin arahat. Because of this reason, depending on cessation attainment, if they practice, they also can become arahat. In this way, Buddha mentions. In this case, what is the difference between phalasamabhati, fruition attainment, and nirodha samabhati, cessation attainment? Many noble ones, Sotapanna or Sakadagami or Anagami or Arhat, occasionally they practice for realization of Nibbana for 1 hour, 2 hours, etc. Such type of practice is called fruition attainment. The object of path and fruition knowledge or the object of fruition attainment is Nibbana only. In Nibbana, there is no mentality, no materiality, it is true. But there is still consciousness, fruition, phala chaitya, fruition, consciousness. So, mentality and materiality not cease completely in their body. But in cessation attainment, nirodha samapatti, they don't want to see ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality and their causes just perish. They don't want to see this perishing stage for a long time, begin for. So they end up fruition and cessation ultimate Nirodha Samapatti. In Nirodha Samapatti, all mentality and materiality cease completely for fixed time. Fixed time means for 7 days or six days, etc. At that time, mentality and materiality cease for fixed time. Because of this reason, there is also no mind-born materiality. But there is still karma-born materiality, temperature-born materiality, and nutriment-born materiality. But in fruition attainment, this mentality and materiality not cease completely because there is still fruition chaitas. So this is the difference. Because of this reason, in Indriya Samvara Sila Chapter, there is one Mahathera called Mahadesa. Mahadesa practice skeletal meditation as a repulsiveness attention. Padigula Manasikara. If he practices this Padigula Manasikara, he attains up to Fajjana stage. Based on Fajjana concentration, he practices Vipassana systematically. He also became Arhat. Venerable Subhuti, younger brother of Ananda Bendiga, who donated Chedavana Monastery to the Buddha and Sangha. This Venerable Subhuti, after listening to my talk from the Buddha, while sharing merit Chedavana Monastery to the Buddha and Sangha, he had a lot of faith to the Buddha and Buddha's teaching. Because of this reason, he ordained as a bhikkhu, but he specialized Middha Jhana. Middha Jhana meditation can attain up to Tajjana only. Based on Tajjana, he practiced Vipassana systematically, he also became Arhat. Venerable Ratha Bala, etc., many Rahas. Usually they practice up to fourth jhana. When fourth jhana concentration produces strong powerful light, with the assistance of that light of wisdom, they practice Vipassana systematically, they also become Rahat. In time of Buddha, in many suttas, Buddha especially emphasizes fourth jhana concentration. Many arahats in the time of Buddha also specialize fourth jhana, and based on this fourth jhana, they practice Vipassana because the light of wisdom is very important while discerning ultimate materiality, while discerning ultimate mentality. According to Buddha's teaching, our body is composed of subatomic particles called Impali Kalapas. These particles are smaller than maybe at one. So to see this such a particle and to analyze those particles, strong powerful light of wisdom is necessary. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if they can analyze those kalapas, they can see ultimate materiality. What is ultimate materiality? According to scientists' idea, this is only in the space. In space, there are characteristics such as hardness, roughness, heaviness, or softness, smoothness, lightness, flowing or cohesion, heat or cold or supporting and pushing, etc. And then color, odor, flavor, nutritive, etc. These materialities they can see because of the light of wisdom. Because of this reason, Buddha also teach jhana samatha meditations for some meditators. But Venerable Ananda, he practices up to 8 attainments, 8 days of jhana. Based on this jhana concentration, he practices Vipassana systematically within past rains retreat after ordination. One day, he had opportunity to listen one Dhamma talk from Venerable Bhuna. Venerable Bhuna is the nephew of Venerable Kundinya. So he is famous Dhammakarika in the name of Buddha. After listening this sutta, this sutta is mentioned in Khandavaka Sanyutta and as Ananda Sutta. In that sutta, Venerable Buddha especially emphasized to practice Vipassana, past, present, and future, internal, external, cross, and subtle, inferior, and superior, far or near, 11 types of five aggregates as Anicca, Dukkha, and Anatta. According to Venerable Buddha's instruction, when listening his Dhamma talk, Venerable Ananda practiced Vipassana systematically, and at the end of this course, he became Sotapanna. After Buddha's great final cessation, Mahaparinibbana, he continued to practice Vipassana. Before first counsel, he had already begun Arhat. But there is Nirodha, Venerable Nirodha. He must specialize divine eyesight power. Based on this divine eyesight power, he practiced Vipassana systematically. He also began Arhat. Such meditators are also mentioned in Anguttara Nikaya Sutta Sinya Sutta. Some meditators, even they practice jhanas, jhana concentration is not enough for the attainment of arahatship. They must continue to practice five mundane psychic powers. Based on one of these psychic powers, if they practice Vipassana systematically, other than they can become arahat. Such meditators are mentioned in Anguttara Nikaya Sutta Sinya Sutta. If we summarize this practice for realization of Pure Noble Truth, Buddha explained Noble Eightfold Path only. You may have already understood this Noble Eightfold Path. Number one, Samadhi. Right understanding of Pure Noble Truth only. Samasangapa, right application of Dhamma to the Pure Noble Truth object. Sama Vaca, right speech. Sama Gamanda, right action. Sama Ajiva, right livelihood. This right speech, right action, right livelihood are three Vedas are the training of morality, Sila Seka. Based on purification of Bhajo, a meditator must practice Samadhi Seka, the training of concentration. What is the training of concentration? Samavayama, right effort. Samasati, right mindfulness. And Samasamadhi, right concentration. In Mahasri Brahma Sutta, Buddha emphasized five jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana as Samasamadhi, right concentration. But in Anguttara Nikaya, Jhana Sutta, etc., eight attainments Buddha emphasized as Samasamadhi. In some suttas, like Maharaulovada Sutta, etc., there are also Buddha teach excess concentration, four elements meditation. Because of this reason, in Visuddhimagga says, Chitta Visuddhi Nama Sa Upachara Atta Samabhadiyo. Chitta Visuddhi is purification of mind. This is the Chitta Visuddhi and Samasamadhi has same meaning, different terms only. So, Sa Upachara Atta Samabhadiyo, eight attainments together with excess concentration are called Chitta Visuddhi or Samasamadhi. So, we should not criticize a lot jhana, my meaning. There are different levels of meditators. For some meditators, jhana concentration is not necessary for the attainment of arahatship. But for some meditators, jhana concentration is necessary. Even they practice Noble Eightfold Path systematically, especially for practicing the training of morality and the training of concentration, they must practice for realization of Pure Noble Truth systematically, beginning four elements meditation. So at the end, they will penetrate Pure Noble Truth by Satriwena Sotabadi path knowledge and fruition knowledge. Or one sradhana, sagadagami path and fruition knowledge. Or noradhana, anagami path knowledge and fruition knowledge. Or arahant. Arahant path and arahant fruition knowledge. If they had already penetrated arahant fruition knowledge, arahant path and fruition knowledge, the Four Noble Truths, at the day, these both types of path knowledge will destroy the pilgrimage systematically, stage by stage. Finally, when they had already added rahata stage, then all the pilgrimage will disappear. All raga, attachment, will disappear. All dosa, anger will disappear. All moha, all delusion will disappear completely without remainder. But in Pali text, this raga is mentioned as a raga gandhara. Dosa is mentioned as dosa gandhara. Moha is mentioned as moha gandhara. What is the meaning? Very, very difficult to cross such a journey. Is it true? To cross raga journey, very, very difficult. To overcome this journey, very difficult. Please ordain as a Shali. Please ordain as a bhikkhu. Can you obey? Very, very difficult. So because of this, this is raga gandhara. Dvasa also say one gandhara. Very difficult journey to cross. Moha delusion also. Very, very difficult to cross. Why? This is not your husband. This is not your wife. If I say, can you accept? This is a delusion. According to Buddha's teaching, there is no man, no woman. There is only mentality and materiality. This materiality and mentality, as soon as they arise, they perish away very, very quickly. There is no time to tell, this is man, this is woman. This is my husband. This is my wife. This is my son. This is my daughter. There is no time. Very quickly they are arising and perishing. But if you understand as if this is my wife, this is my husband, this is my son, this is my daughter, such type of understanding is called raw understanding. Such type of raw understanding is called avijja, ignorance. It is also called delusion. Such type of delusion is very, very difficult to cross this journey. Is it true? But when Buddhas appear in this world, Buddha teaches Noble Eightfold Path to cross this journey. Because of this reason, they can enjoy jhana happiness, vipassana happiness, mega happiness, phala happiness, fruition, attainment, and nibbana happiness. Because of this reason, appearing of Buddhas in this world is for enjoying of different types of happiness. Is it true? Why they can enjoy? Because they can cross raga jani, dosa jani, moha jani, which are very, very difficult to cross. Because of this reason, they can enjoy different types of happiness. Because Buddha teach Dhamma Desana. So, because of this reason, Sukha Buddhana Mubhada Sukha Sadhamma Desana. But while practicing Noble Eightfold Path, Kongkok mind is very important. If they are fighting to each other, if they are quarreling to each other, can they practice peacefully this Noble Eightfold Path? Possible? Are you fighting? Are you fighting to each other? Please do not fight. Here, this shows one good example. Benareva Anuruddha, Benareva Kimila, Benareva Nandiya. These three bhikkhus ordained together with Benareva Ananda, Benareva Devadatta, Benareva Upali, Benareva Bhadiya. Six Sakyas, they ordained together, including Benareva Upali, who is what called? Chadda Baba. Baba. So they ordained, after ordination, Benaribe Anuruddha, Benaribe Nandiya, Benaribe Kimila. They three stayed in one royal park in Pasina Wonsa Dayada, in one forest. Maybe especially there are many bamboo trees, bamboo. Because of this is Pasina Wonsa Dayada. And then one day Buddha visit to this Dhamma. And then they inform to the Buddha, how? One day we stay here with Kongkong Mai. How? Ika Chaita, only one Chaita. Kongkong Mai means one Chaita only. Not different Chaita. What is the meaning? Venerable Anuruddha first explained. One day I stay here according to my accompanying two bhikkhus desire. If they want to do this, I never reach it. According to their own desire, I follow. Then Venerable Nandiya also informed to the Buddha in the same way. Bhande, I follow my two good friends, two accompanies desire. I never reject, I never oppose it to them. We are, body is different body, but mind is only one mind. Together we stay Kongkong. Venerable Kimila also in the same way informed to the Buddha. Buddha called what? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Buddha never said, no, go. Then if they are not Kongko, then is it good? Unhappy. Unhappy man cannot be attain any good achievement. So because of this reason, while Paradise is a noble epopa, if they stay two or three or four or many, stay together, Kongko mind is necessary. I will not try opposite to my good friends. I will also not try to my opposite to my good friends. Such type of attitude is very important when practicing Samatha Vipassana or Noble Eightfold Path. So, because of these reasons, Sukha Sanghasa Samagi Samagana Tapo Sukho. If they have Kongkong Mai, if they practice Noble Eightfold Path together with Kongkong Mai, then they will achieve up to Arahat stage. If they are fighting to each other, they are quarreling to each other, then there will be no Kongkong Mai. Other than they have no peaceful mind, and they cannot practice systematically Samatha and Vipassana. So, because of this reason, in this center, we are now trying to flourish Buddha's teachings throughout the whole Singapore, maybe, no, not the whole world. Throughout the Singapore. So we, if you want to flourish this teaching, we should have Kongkong Mai. If you have Kongkong Mai and practice Noble Eightfold Path with Kongkong Mai, then we may achieve jhana happiness, vipassana happiness, mega happiness, Pala happiness and Nibbana happiness. Is it true? Okay, please try hard. This is Buddha's admonishment.
No question then. Once again, let's say sadhu three times very loudly to thank Sayadaw for the wonderful Dhamma talk. Okay.
Sadhu, sadhu.